I'm Kathy Niven from the 2NM local newsroom with the leading news from around the Hunter Valley. Looks like the Hunter is the place to be, with a number of local businesses taking out top honours at the Australian Tourism Awards. The Scone Motor Inn took out the top gold award for best standard accommodation for the second year in a row, while Margan Restaurant in Broke won silver in the best tourism restaurants and catering services category. Wyndham Estate Winery also took out the silver spot in the best tourism wineries, distilleries and boutique breweries category. Ashton Cole is set to appeal a decision by the Planning Assessment Commission over rejected plans for a southeast cut open mine proposal near Glenny's Creek. The Newcastle Herald reports the Commission found the benefits of the project did not outweigh the combined risks from the project's potential risks on Glenny's Creek and its associated water resources and its potential dust and noise. However, the New South Wales Department of Planning has twice recommended the project for approval, saying the negative impacts of the mine could be adequately managed, offset and compensated for. The project would mean an extra 160 jobs for the Upper Hunter, as well as inject up to $83 million in capital investment. With yesterday bringing unexpected sunshine with temperatures exceeding more than 30 degrees, that didn't stop locals from getting their hands dirty for Clean Up Australia Day. A number of teams pushed up their sleeves to clean both Musselbrook and Scone. The turnout for Scone was so great they ran out of rubbish bags. Nationwide, it's estimated more than 7,000 sites were cleaned up, with almost 600,000 volunteers taking part. Clean Up Australia boss Ian Keenan says local communities really got together and a lot was achieved.
Well, the numbers are still coming in, but it's estimated 591,000 volunteers right across the country. It's estimated that some 16,200 tonnes of rubbish from 7,363 sites across Australia. So that's rubbish that's no longer out there.
I'm Kathy Niven. That's all from the 2NM local newsroom. If you've missed anything, head to our website 2nm.com.au and follow the links to the news page.